Cochlear implants offer help for those who are hard of hearing. The devices have been around for years, but the surgery to implant them was not available in Southeast Tennessee until now. Two practices here in Chattanooga, Johnson Audiology and Associates in ENT, have partnered to make the surgery available at Memorial Hospital. Dr. Megan Johnson is owner of Johnson Audiology, and Dr. Doug Leaning is a surgeon with Associates in ENT. Megan, Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us how it's now possible for cochlear implant surgery to be done here in Chattanooga.
Well, cochlear implants have been done for decades, both here in the United States and around the world. The cochlear implant is a tiny electrode array that's implanted into the inner ear. That gives the patient a sensation of hearing, which combined with other cues can help them to communicate. The target audience, if you will, for a cochlear implant is those who either cannot hear or have significant difficulties in hearing. So if we can return an individual like that to the point where they can hear a conversation and be able to reply in real time using hearing and not just other cues, that's an improvement for the patient.
At Johnson Audiology, we do the diagnostic evaluation to see if the patient is a cochlear implant candidate, and then Dr. Leaning would do the surgery, and then they can do all their follow-up care at Johnson Audiology. So we do the mapping for the cochlear implants.
These implants have been around for quite a few years, but this is the first time that this surgery will be available in this part of Tennessee.
Correct. We've been doing the mapping for a number of years, but we're excited to have Dr. Leaning and his partner, Dr. Sokol, in the Chattanooga area that are bringing cochlear implantation to this area.
Tell us more about the process. What's involved when somebody has the surgery for this implant?
Sure. We would evaluate the patient in the clinic first and make sure we had good hearing data, which is generated by Megan Johnson and other audiologists in the area. We then evaluate that and make sure the patient meets criteria for the operation. We take care of their other medical issues, and if it's appropriate, we schedule them for surgery. We have to make sure that the audiologists are part of this team as we go forward. On the day of surgery, most of these operations are done on an outpatient basis. So the patient comes into the hospital in the morning. We put them to sleep. We operate on the ear. We wake them up, get them recovered well, and then send them off to home to recuperate. After about 30 days, they can return to the audiologist and they can begin the process of training and tuning, if you will, that cochlear implant.
That's where we kind of start our process after the 30 days after post-surgery. And we have our what we call an initial activation where we actually turn the processor on, and that's where they first begin hearing. So they're down on that one ear for about a month without hearing on that side while they're recovering.
And since these implants have been around for quite a few years, when we're talking about them today, this is a far different generation than when they were first being done.
Absolutely. Just like with anything, technology continues to improve. And with certain implant manufacturers, as they improve their technology, even though the patient has been implanted, they continue to upgrade the processor so patients can continue to advance with the technology.
And this is going to do a lot of good for people in this area because they won't have to drive 2 or 3 hours to another city.
In the past, you've had to go to Nashville or down to Emory to get that done. Since the patient will often have a couple of visits before surgery, each one of those is almost an entire day if you're going to Nashville and then returning. So we hope this will be much more convenient for the patients. We've noticed there's a lot more enthusiasm and not a lot of affection for that drive to Nashville, as lovely as the city is. So this should help us. We've had kind of a hole in our cochlear implant surgery coverage area, and we hope to be able to fill that need.
Speaking of coverage, we should remind listeners, are these covered? How much are these covered by their insurance?
It's going to vary between insurances, but for the most part, cochlear implants are typically covered. Now, if a patient has a deductible or something out of pocket, it's going to depend on their insurance. But where a lot of times hearing aids may or may not be covered, most of the time cochlear implants is covered.
And where can people go online for more information or to reach out as far as getting evaluated and possibly having surgery?
We have a website that you can go to, associatesinent.com. I will also tell you that the manufacturer, Cochlear Corporation, has a website with a lot of good pieces of information there that the patients may want to see.
Yes, we have a website, johnsonaudiology.com, and whether you schedule your first visit with Dr. Leaning or at Johnson Audiology, either place would be a good start so that we could start the evaluation and see if you are, in fact, a cochlear implant candidate.
Megan, Doug, thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
You.